Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military for the first time has conducted two airstrikes against the Islamic State fighters in Somalia. Extremists have a growing presence in the country, long threatened by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab. U.S. Africa Command said the two airstrikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia. They were carried out in coordination with the Somali government. IS-linked fighters, who had split from the Somalia-based Al-Shabaab in the past couple of years, posing a growing threat, notably in part of the country, far from Al-Shabaab's stronghold in the south. Islamic State has removed now from two major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of that border near the Euphrates River Valley. Jihadist group self-proclaimed Caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq. On his way to Asia for 11 days, President Trump has stopped off in Hawaii, where he will be meeting with the U.S. Pacific Command. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says North Korea will likely top Mr. Trump's agenda and explains why Pyongyang needs to be on a list of terrorists.
A regime who murders someone in a public airport using nerve agent and a despotic leader who murders his brother in that manner, I mean, that's clearly an act of terrorism that fits in with a range of other actions. So this is something that's under consideration.
McMaster said the U.S. is prepared to meet North Korea's aggression with aggression. This is